Hello, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
How are you, mate? All good?
Yeah, going well. Going
That's
well.
the way.
Big week in racing so far.
Very big week and some. They've announced today in the paper that Winx is likely to return for the autumn.
It looks like at this stage, doesn't it? She's back in full work, in pre-training, heading back to Chris Waller Stables. It looks like at this stage next week, so it's not completely nailed on that she'll return to the races in the autumn, but Chris is giving every indication it's likely she'll have an autumn campaign. He's going to sit down with the owners next week, as well as Hughie Bowman, and sort of map out what they think and how she's going and potential races she can target in the autumn carnival. So it looks like at this stage we get to enjoy her for one last campaign, which would be fantastic. Looking forward to see her coming back to the races.
What do you think the campaign may look like?
I think it looked very similar, Laurie, to previous years, to be honest.
Yep.
I think, obviously, we had the hullabaloo this year when Hughie got suspended and she missed that first up run in the Apollo Stakes, and she kicked off in Chipping Norton Stakes. But I can see her going through a very similar path, sort of the Chipping Norton, the George Ryder, and then the Queen Elizabeth. I'd be very surprised if they deviate from that sort of tried and true path in the autumn. I'm not sure if she has a farewell run in Melbourne. I don't think so at this stage, but obviously they'll leave that up to Chris and the owners and Hughie to decide what they want to do. But I'd say her campaign will probably culminate again with the Queen Elizabeth Stakes at Randwick on the second day of the championships.
What's this about the jockey managers in New South Wales to be banned from betting and tipping on races?
Yeah, big story, Laurie, that broke yesterday. I'm not quite sure how I feel about this, personally, to be honest. This sort of stems from the Josh Parr inquiry on Road Here, and when his manager was found to run a tipping service and he tipped against the odds-on favourite who got beat. Now, there was no action taken from an inquiry, and let's just stress that his manager, John Walters, didn't place a bet on the race. But the Racing New South Wales board and stewards have made a decision to ban all jockey managers from betting or any tipping service from March next year. I think, I suppose, it's the transparency, integrity issue, bit of perception from the general public. So from March next year, the jockey managers will not be allowed to bet or tip on any races. So this is probably the fallout from that right here inquiry sort of a month or so ago. And yeah, it's going to have some pretty serious implications for the industry.
Look, I know it's the job of the stewards to protect the integrity of racing, but this is going to affect a lot of people. I've had discussions with Ronnie Duffercy now years and years and years ago. He was a jockey manager, and then he was forced to make a choice between being a jockey manager, a form analyst, and a tipster. And obviously, quite clearly, Ronnie went down the path of the latter. He decided to stick with, you know, Sky and 2KY and now Sky Sports Radio and so on and so forth.
Well, this leads.
I don't have any issue with a jockey manager getting a ride for his jockey than even backing another horse in the race, because just because you get the ride for your jockey on one particular horse, it doesn't mean that you think that's the best horse with the best form in that particular race. But it's going to cause a lot of trouble here, Adam, because many of these guys play different roles.
Yeah, I can name two off the top of my head. Okay, obviously, Mark Guest and Wayne Harris both work with the Sky Racing team, and they're both jockey managers as well. Now, I should stress that these jockey managers can seek written approval or permission from Racing New South Wales to continue sort of having a tipping service or betting. I don't know how many of those will be approved, but you're exactly right, TK. It's going to cause a lot of angst for a lot of different people. And, you know, where do we stop? Well, I suppose I heard an interview with Mark Van Gessel yesterday saying that, you know, they had concerns about jockey managers had multiple jockeys in their stable. What about trainers? You know, trainers have multiple runners in a race every day of the week. So
trainers can bet. Jockeys can't bet, but trainers can bet.
Yeah, but I think what Adam just said then, you know, it's getting to the stage if, you know, you've got a few horses in a race, then they may well lead down this path of saying to the trainers, listen, you're not allowed to bet. It sounds as though that's where we're getting to if they're banning jockey managers.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it's going to stop, guys, to be honest. It's an interesting one. I'm going to keep a close eye on it in the next couple of months, obviously, but there's a lot of people who are unhappy about it.
Well, I'll be like a Dean Lester. I know he's based in Melbourne, but he's a racing manager as well for, you know, big stables and gives plenty of advice. Yeah. You know, I still want to get Dino's mail. Look, just quickly, mate, Eagle Farm confirmed.
Yeah, the trials yesterday, TK, they looked good, didn't it? I don't want to get too optimistic or too much anticipation leading up to this first race meeting on December 22, but all the signs so far are really positive. So they're locked in December 22 for that first race meeting back at Eagle Farm, and hopefully can end that four and a half year hiatus without any regular racing at Eagle Farm.
And quickly, mate, tip at Wyong today.
Yeah, it's a tough meeting, Laurie. Looking forward to the 2-year-old classic, but I struggled to find some value. I'm just with Witherspoon in the first race here. Race one, number one. I thought she trialled up enormous. She took a while to break through her maiden to a last campaign. She's going the job now. So she's my best today. Race one, number one, Witherspoon.
I think that's the great Gus Gould, the part owner involved, in that horse. So I think a lot of people will be backing that today. Thanks very much, Adam.
Thanks, boys. I'll speak to you later.